One of the things that we share in last week's Parsha and this week's Parsha between Parshas B'Shalach and Parshas Yisro is that each one has a tremendous revelation, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Klal Yisrael in a slightly different fashion in each one. We have Kriyas Yamsuf in Parshas B'Shalach and we have Matan Torah in Parshas Yisro. I just wanted to mention the famous words of the Medrash that tell us, and Rashi quotes them, Rasa Shivcha Alayam Mashalo Ra Hanavim, or a different version of the Medrash, Mashalo Ra Yechezkel Ben Buzi, right? That even the lowliest maidservant, meaning someone who was not on a high spiritual level, was able to see a level of Nevuah, a level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation, more so than even the great Navi Yechezkel, or the other Nevi'im. Specifically, the Navi Yechezkel is mentioned, he was privy to seeing what we call the Maisa Merkava, the great revelation of how the Malachim relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how they praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way. It was an unbelievable vision that even the Tanaim and Amoraim didn't claim to have a full grasp of what it was all about. So the lowliest Shivcha on Kriyas Yamsuf was able to see that which even the great Navi Yechezkel was not privileged to see. Meaning we were privileged to see an unbelievable revelation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us as a gift. And obviously, in this coming week's Parsha, Parshas Yisro, we're zocha to the ultimate revelation of Maimed Har Sinai, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking Kaveyachol Bechvodo V'atzmo, whatever that means, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke himself, and we literally heard the voice of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we were able to believe in this way that everything that it says in the Torah is coming straight from the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself. We requested, because of the fact that the revelation was too great for us, we requested that he then deliver the rest of the Torah to us through Moshe Rabbeinu, and we basically said we're mekabel upon ourselves from here on in that we now will now view the Torah that's given to us by Moshe Rabbeinu as if it's given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So the thing that I want to stress from these two revelations is that if we look at the behavior of Bnei Yisrael immediately following these revelations, it's a little bit striking. We have Kriyas Yamsuf and we have Shiras Hayam. Obviously, the Jewish people recognized the unbelievable nace that had been done on their behalf and the fact that they were saved from their enemies, and they sang Shira, and they said Halav Hodaya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that he saved them. But what happens right afterwards? They come to a place in the Midbar, there's no water to drink, and they start complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no food to eat, and they start complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu, and it becomes very difficult for Moshe to lead the people. And right after that, we get Man Min HaShamayim, and they still have trouble following the halachos of how you're supposed to treat the Man, and how you're supposed to interact with the fact that there's Man coming every day. And they request, you know, they request water from the Be'er, from the rock that Moshe Rabbeinu gives, that hits and gives off water. And finally, we get attacked by Amalek, and Chazal tell us what's the lashon of Refidim, that they came to Refidim and that Amalek came to attack. Because Asher Rafu Atzma Midivrei Torah, that they basically withdrew themselves from words of Torah. So it's very interesting that even though we were zocha to this unbelievable, where we said Zeh Keli Va'anveyu, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And anytime Rashi is very into the idea that anytime it says Zeh in the Torah, it's something that you can point to with your finger. You're pointing at a vision. We said Zeh Keli Va'anveyu, this is God. This is the ultimate revelation where we literally, you know, to the best of human ability, saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our own eyes. We were able to then sink so low as to be constantly complaining and getting to the point where we had a rifyon from Divrei Torah. So it's very difficult to understand. And furthermore, in Parshas Yisro, we read about the great revelation of Matan Torah, but we know that chronologically, even though in the Parshios it doesn't come till Parshas Kisisa, right, only 40 days after we heard the words, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, we were Nebuch dancing around the Egel HaZahav, and we were worshipping some sort of Avodah Zarah, or a proxy for Avodah Zarah, whatever the Egel actually was. But it was one of the low points in all of Jewish history, the Chet HaEgel, such a short time after we were zocha to seeing Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo. It's very hard to understand this. And this is a message that we find throughout the Torah, specifically amongst this generation of what Chazal refers to as the Dor Deah. They were people who were privy to unbelievable amounts of revelation, unbelievable sights and sounds of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory and levels of prophecy that other generations were not zocheh to see. But the difference between this generation and other generations is this generation was not actually on a high level. There were certain times where they brought themselves to high level. But you have to remember, when we were leaving Mitzrayim, the Malachi Yesharei said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why would you save them? Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah v'Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah. These people are worshippers of Avodah Zarah. Why would you want to save them? What makes them any better than the Mitzrayim, their counterparts, the Mitzrayim? They both worship the same Avodah Zarah. And we had to be Mishchu Yedeim, take our hands away from Avodah Zarah, Ukhu Selebeisavos. We had to take, we had to get rid of the Avodah Zarah and take the Korban Pesach. So we were not starting off on a very high level. And we know that when we left Mitzrayim, we were on the 49th level of Tumah, and we had to be brought up till we were, you know, when we were zocheh to get the Torah. So it's true, we were 49, 50 levels higher than we had been, but we're coming from the 49th level of Tumah. We weren't exactly on the highest level. Kadosh Baruch Hu basically lifted us up to receive nevuah and to receive sights and sounds that we were not zocheh to see. We were not really that type of a person. We were not that type of a nation who really merited on our own merits that we should be zocheh to see these sights and sounds. But Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them to us as a gift, and there's a tremendous message in that, that when sometimes when you get something as a gift, and we say a lot of times, oh, if Kadosh Baruch Hu would just show me a sign, if Kadosh Baruch Hu would just reveal himself to me a little more, if I would just understand a little more why Hashem does what he does, then everything would be perfect, then it would be so much easier for me to serve Hashem. But it's not true. The Torah is telling us many, many times over, if you look throughout the Torah, when there are great revelations, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu shows us more of himself, oftentimes it's followed by a great fall. Oftentimes it's followed by terrible sins. And this is something that we have to take to heart. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't show us enough for us to be great Avdei Hashem. Hashem shows us exactly what we need to be able to serve Him. And He's sending us a message in the Torah by telling us, you think that if I just showed myself to you a little bit more, you'd be able to serve me better. Maybe you'd have a deeper sense of emunah in terms of making it easier for you to believe in certain things. But that would not necessarily translate to day-to-day life. And that's what makes a great Eved Hashem, the ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu when things are easy and when things are hard. The ability to say Zek Keli Van Veyu when it's right out there in front of you is one thing. But also to be able to say Zek Keli Van Veyu when you're thirsty and when it's hard for you and your family doesn't, you don't know where your food is coming from, to still be able to say Zek Keli Van Veyu, or to still be able to say Lahagid Baboker Chastecha Vemunascha Balelos, as the Tehillim tells us, that we praise Hashem one way, Baboker, when everything is clear and we know what Hashem is trying to do for us. Lahagid Baboker Chastecha. We talk about the chasadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us when that's appropriate. The emunascha balelos. And we have to also have that emuna at night when it's difficult to see the Yad Hashem, when it's hard for us to really see why Hashem is doing what He's doing, and it's hard for us to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world the way He does. And Hashem gives us everything that we need. And sometimes we think that if Hashem would just show us a little bit more, we would serve Him so much better. And the Torah is coming and telling us it's not so. I'm reminded of one of my more favorite comments of Rav Kook on the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara is discussing a different topic, which says, it quotes a brisa, Tanya Abba Binyamin Omer. This is the Gemara in Davav in Brachos. There's a brisa that Abba Binyamin said, Ilmale nitna rishus la'ayin liros. If the human eye had been given permission to see what was going on around it, Ein kol bria yechol olam lo b'pnei mazikin. Nobody would be able to function. No human being would be able to function because of the amount of mazikin, of demons or some type of shadim that are going on all around a person. Meaning, imagine for a second, not that I'm saying this is what shadim are, but imagine if you could see all the bacteria going around. Nobody would be able to eat any food. They would know. Nowadays, we know there are these, you know, microscopic organisms that are all over everything. You know, if we had a microscope, we'd see them all over our food, and we wouldn't want to eat the food. But now, with the naked eye, we can't see them, so it's a blessing that we can actually enjoy a good piece of food because we don't see the microscopic organisms that are all over it. So that the Gemara is telling us also that had the human eye been given the right to see all the shadim that are going on around us, it would simply drive us crazy. We wouldn't be able to function. It would make it impossible for us to be normal. And Rav Kook, in his Ein Ayah, in his commentary on the Gemara in Brachos, so he says, Yesh ba'ara chashuva lahashkit libos bnei adam hamishtokekim ladas kol nel amichok sichlam. This is something which can close the mouths of those who are constantly complaining. They want to know everything that they can't understand. And they complain, why did Hashem hide this from me? Why did Hashem make this difficult for me to understand? It says, ki aleinu laham, and we have to believe, sheyesh lanu tova gedola b'mnias ha'idia. It's not simply that Hashem doesn't want us to know certain things. He's doing us a tremendous favor by keeping us from understanding certain things. V'ilmalei hoysa ha'idia tova mehedara lo mana mimen Hashem yisbarach ha'tova ha'meitiv yisbarach shmo. And had it been better for us to actually know this information, Hashem never would have prevented us from knowing it. He would have given it to us because he's the ultimate Tov and Meitiv. He wants to give us all the good stuff. And therefore, we have to understand that certain things that a Kodesh Baruch Hu keeps away from us, it's not because he doesn't want us to know it. It's not because he doesn't like it when we understand him better. It's because he knows it's not good for us. He knows that we won't be able to function well. And I think one of the messages that we learn from the Dor Dea is that it's hard to serve Hashem when you don't know what's going on, but it's also hard to serve Hashem when you know everything that's going on. And when you see too much, it doesn't actually help you be a better Eved Hashem. So we have to have that kind of emunah and bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he places us at exactly the right time and exactly the right place with exactly the right talents and the amount of knowledge that we have and that we need in order to serve him exactly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to.